death couldn't stop Wild Bill Byrne from riding to Sturgis, but his sons could. Find out how in Trevor Halloway's latest novel, Ashes and Asphalt, available online at Amazon.com and more.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Out in South Texas, they sent a kind of preacher type of Thomas Meade to snow job the public. But for Central Texas, right outside Austin, where they're running their main operations against the enemy force Texas for Jade Helm 1-5, they have Army Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria, Lastoria. And I was talking to Joe Jennings during the break. He said the crowd is really mad and not buying any of it. Well, I don't know how they could buy it. There are listeners mainly, A. B. There is no exaggeration. Probably 500 mainstream news articles admitting they're training to take on veterans and gun owners. And then there's Katrina, and then all these videos where citizens go, what's the armored vehicle or the drone for? And they go, the cops are like, it's to battle the veterans. They're going to be attacking any minute. Well, I guess if Obama marches foreign troops in or something. Let's go to the colonel right now and then hear what Joe has to say. Oh, they brought the former guy up. The portly preacher is back. Thomas Meade has returned. Here he is. You know what's happening? We've blown your operation as usual. Yeah, I mean, you know what you've done. All you've done is stirred up the beehive. Now, we're not acclimated. You just thought we'd get acclimated and that'd be the end of it. No. We're going to use this as our own drill to get people to understand what's happening. Let's go back to the feed. But they're controlling it by being questions. We need statements.
I just wanted to clarify, will there be any role play done in the community in public? Because the reason I'm concerned is because you mentioned that there was a need to blend in with people from Bastrop.
It's going to take place on private property.
How does that work? How does that work?
Everybody there knows. I mean, you New World Order just thinks you're going to hit us while we're asleep? It's not going to happen. You're going to have a stand-up fight.
One follow-up question. Will the people role-playing be dressed up as Bastropians?
I mean, look at the TSA on the streets. I told you, 10 years before they rolled out, that was going to happen. How'd I know? I watched it on C-SPAN. Again, we're a big country, folks. They can't just roll this out in secret, but they want to. I want to go back to Joe Jennings as the audio, Alicia Myers, is a little bit hammered. I see a lot of folks from InfoWars Come and Take It shirts. Come and Take It started close to Bastrop and Gonzales. Let's hear what this lady has to say.
The logo for Jade Helm, you talked about briefly, I didn't catch all of the answer. In particular, I'm curious about the symbology of the small wooden shoe.
We need statements about militarization of police, the acclimation, the army admitting they're trying to take on the Tea Party, so he'll then deny it and we'll have him by the huevos. Get him to lie. Man, I should have gone. Oh. Imagine me broadcasting angrily there with a headset. I should have done that, actually. The crew's doing a great job. I mean, this guy is so full of it. I mean, he's like a manure yard. You could hire this guy to fertilize like 10 million crops himself.
It goes back to just the unconventional warfare, tracing back the lineage of U.S. Special Forces.
They're training Special Forces to take on gun owners. It's all over the news. Okay, and they'll have some real missions that are legitimate mixed in to confuse the idiot public, kind of like cyanide pills, you know, taste like sugar. They're 80% sugar. Let's go quick. Joe Jennings, you've been listening to the crowd. What were you saying their basic attitude is?
Basically, they're trying to figure out why they're doing this. Why are you doing this in my community? Why do you need our private property? Why are you coming after us? And it's just stonewalling. They're just, we're here for your protection.
Get in the white van, kid. We got candy.
We're not here to hear your statements, just questions.
We're here to help. We've come to your planet to help. Now just let us put this chip in your brain. Everything's fine.
We are not the droids you're looking for.
That's right. Move along. Move along. Stay with us. We got a big guest coming up.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It seems like last summer was the summer of rage with riots and police killings and hysteria. They're saying this summer's really going to be big, with the mayor admitting that they let the looters attack people and have an area to wreck. Simply amazing. We're going to cover that at the bottom of the hour. Joe Biggs will join us with his breakdown of the last 5 hours. Well, he's been there since 9 a.m. It's 1 o'clock and 8 minutes. So, yeah. The last 5 hours plus of what he's been hearing from this Army Lieutenant Colonel. And just the stuff I've heard is outright bull and disinformation. And they're not letting people speak more than about 10 seconds. That's what's making them mad. There are well over 1,000 people there, it looks like. So this is big news. And again, they try to spin it. Don't be against the military. Oh, we're not against the military. We don't want the military being used for domestic operations and being turned into an arm of the Democratic Party. Their new civilian police force that Obama talked about. It's that simple. And constitutional scholars are across the board saying the same thing we're saying. Now, joining us is Joel Gilbert with breaking news at Infowars.com and WorldNetDaily.com. Obama's brother says he's dishonest and abandoned the family. He is the documentary filmmaker of Dreams of My Real Father, and he's gotten an exclusive in-depth interview with the brother, the half-brother of Obama, breaking his silence. And we have several clips here that we're going to be able to play of his interview with his half-brother in a moment. But this is important information, and documentary filmmaker Joel Gilbert joins us. He was going to be on a week and a half ago, but they pushed the story back to do even more research and to dig even deeper. So they've got even more intel now. JoelGilbert.net. You can find his films at InfoWarsStore.com. Dreams of My Real Father, and there's no place like hell on earth, I mean utopia. But right now we go to our guest with this breaking information, Joel Gilbert.
Hi, Alex, great to be here. As I told you about a week and a half ago, I had a big interview I was completing. This was based on my reaching out to Malik Obama, the alleged half-brother of Barry, Barack Hussein Obama. And I sent Malik a copy of my DVD of Dreams from My Real Father. And he watched the film immediately. And he told me at that time that this might be an explanation for why Barack was so close to the Kenyan family. And he made such a big deal about them politically for his political career, wrote a book about the Kenyan Obama. And as soon as he was elected president, Malik reports that Barack shunned the Kenyan family, didn't want anything to do with them, and that they've been so confused. And when you play these clips, we're going to hear from Malik really letting loose and explaining what he thinks really is going on based on his relationship. Don't forget, Malik Obama was Obama's best man at his wedding and vice versa. Obama invited him to Chicago to his community organizing events. Malik is the one that brought Barack to Kenya, took him to the father's grave. Even if you watch the video, the full video on YouTube or obamasrealfather.com, Malik explains that Barack sent him his manuscript of Dreams from My Father, which had a different title at the time, and asked him to edit it. So Malik was very close to Barack, so he's very hurt and confused as to why, as soon as he made this big deal about the Kenyan relatives for his political definition of who he was, he dropped them right when he got elected.
Well, regardless, this shows he's a total sociopath, or maybe worse, that people he's known for decades, his dad certainly dated his mother, looked like nothing like her. The government threw him out saying he wasn't the dad, and people forget all this. Frank Marshall Davis is where Obama would live during the summers, looks just like him. I mean that, you cover that in your film. It's undoubtedly his father.
Correct.
But to then just throw his adoptive family away just shows an incredible cold-bloodedness. But I'm taking away from what he's saying that Barack's half-brother says he may not be his brother after all. This is just bombshell. Is that a fair statement? Yeah.
Absolutely. You'll see when we play the clips, Malik says that Barack looks like Frank Marshall Davis and nothing like his father.
Incredible.
Malik also said he wants to do a DNA test now, maybe have a DNA showdown, I call it, see what the truth is, because he is so hurt. All the Kenyan, you feel sorry for these Kenyan Obamas that they were used and humiliated when he dropped their connection. Malik tells in the video the story of when Ann Zaituni died. He went to the White House and he asked Barack to contribute. They needed $20,000 to take her body from Boston back to Kenya for a funeral. And Malik tells the story that Barack told him that she deserved what she got, and that was too much money. He also told me privately that Barack said, "I'm not Bill Gates." So the result was Ann Zaituni was stuck in Boston for a full month where they had to raise money from the public. And Malik just says he was very hurt because Ann Zaituni came to the senatorial inauguration. She came to the presidential inauguration. She accepted him when he came to Boston when he was in school.
But she was a prop to be used and then discarded. Just unprecedented. We're going to play these clips. The full interview just went up on your website. But this is... I am rarely this stunned because it's clearly his dad. He comes out in the book and says he owes everything to him, and His grandfather was best buddies with him, and then his mother clearly posing in photos with him. I mean, why would he be spending the summer with him as a small child? It's his son. When Obama talks about him, it looks like he almost cries in these speeches. And then now the family that looks nothing like him, but who they'd kind of adopted, is just thrown away. Why would he be so arrogant and just throw these props away?
Well, always in these situations, the family is the last to realize it or admit it as to what happened. The family finally gets it, that it's just part of their game plan. The whole socialist Marxist playbook is use people with a big lie to take power. And once you take power, the ends justifies the means. They're just old baggage. And that's what the Kenyan Obamas have unfortunately, I think, come to realize. They've seen Dreams from My Real Father. They all agree that Obama looks just like Frank Marshall Davis, and they're saying that only a DNA test can solve it at this point because they just think there has to be an explanation for why he made such a big deal out of them as his political base, and now he wants nothing to do with them. It's very sad. It's a very sad story. Malik is a good guy. I have to also add that a lot of the reporting about him being involved with all these questionable characters, you know, he shows up with a guru in India or with Muslim Brotherhood or with the Jehovah's cult in Texas. What's really happened is because Barack broke his promises from Malik's point of view to help the village and help the family, he's trying to go wherever he can. Whenever they invite him to go talk to a group, he'll go. So he's a little
bit... Sure, and that's the classic spin thing. Like, I go on Japanese TV, and therefore I secretly work for the Japanese government. But here's the deal. This brother was close to him. He used him politically. Now he won't talk to him. He looks nothing like these people. I mean, it'd be like if I had a kid with a white lady and the kid came out and was black. I'd say, you know, or was Hispanic. I'd nothing against it. That's not my child. I mean, these people look nothing like Obama. His dad is a spitting image, Frank Marshall Davis. And then he says he shaped him. He lived with him. It's his daddy. Then we got photos of him with his mother, but what's incredible is Dr. Corsi, I really respect him, WorldNet Daily, you know, in many ways, pantheon of journalism. I don't think they're being hardcore enough with their headline that Obama's half-brother, you know, Obama discarded us. The story is, I want a DNA test. You may not really be my family. You look like Frank Marshall Davis. You know, wow. I mean, talk about a house of cards. They put in his Harvard Law Review that he edited and Michelle's statements and all of it, that he was born in Kenya, so that later when it didn't add up, we would get upset and go after that instead of what was hiding in plain view. There's no doubt you're right. This is just added cherry on top. Joel Gilbert, this is so huge. I think the headline on this story and the video we're going to do should be Obama's half-brother wants DNA tests to prove that he's actually family, thinks that he's Frank Marshall Davis' son, subheadline. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, I would agree. The Kenyan story was cover because Obama could never have been elected if he said, my father was a Communist Party propagandist and Soviet agent who worked on behalf of the Soviet Union to try to organize the unions to expel U.S. forces from Hawaii to allow for Soviet expansion in Asia. And that's what his father did. And he was radicalized. If Obama said, I was radicalized into this Marxist ideology in my teenage years while I was drinking and smoking pot with my dad, Frank Marshall Davis, please elect me president. I'm going to support the Constitution.
So all he did was cut out my dad. Well, the only thing he cut out in the speech that we're going to play later is my dad. We played it last week. But he literally sat at the feet as a child up to a teenager with Frank Marshall Davis, the spinning image that his grandpa's best friends with, that he lived with. I mean, this is hiding in plain view. And of course they had to have a cutout for the left that he was an immigrant. Then that story doesn't fit, so we go after it. This is incredible. You deserve the Pulitzer Prize.
Well, thank you. I think, look, Obama engaged in misdirection. He uses misdirection and outright lies to hide the reality. Don't forget he ran as a mainstream candidate. I'm going to cut the deficit in half. I'm going to support Israel. I'm against gay marriage. It was all mainstream, but it was an intentional deception. Just like I show in my movie, There's No Place Like Utopia, the Wizard of Oz never intended to keep any of those promises. Obama's intentional deception is the fraud of the century that's been perpetrated on the American people, and the Kenyan Obamas are now onto it. They're on to it.
There's another headline. Oh, Kenyan Obama's now on to the fact that he's an imposter and a fraud. He's a Davis. He's got the last name of the Confederate founder. You can't make this stuff up, man. I'm telling you, I know you're right. I've seen both your films. I've researched it. And I remember saying when day one, the birth certificate had like six layers. And it was the font of Microsoft that's the fake typewriter font, you know, because each typewriter font is like a snowflake. It's different. They were all identical. It was totally fake right there. I was like, why is it such a bad forgery? Because it was meant to make us go crazy like mad dogs after a steak.
Right. The question never was, where's the birth certificate? The question was, who is the real father? And if you ask the right question, you can find the right answer.
Exactly. They threw a fake question out to divert us.
Right. And I like to tell people now that all this time we've been complaining about Obama, but if you listen to Malik Obama in the interview, he's been treating us like family all this time.
He's really Barry Davis.
He's Barry Davis, Frank Marshall Davis Jr. Not just the fact that Obama lied to misdirect us, but he hid the fact that he was radicalized into a Marxist ideology that sees the world completely different from mainstream America. He believes America is the source of all problems in the world. He believes that capitalism, free markets, and free speech, freedom of religion are all negative things.
And he wants to fulfill his father's dream. You know, the media is going to, I predict they're going to ignore this because it's right on target. When I would cover the birth certificate stuff and say, all I know is it's fake, all I know is he said he was from Kenya. I don't know if he really is, but here's a video of him saying he's from Kenya. Here's his wife saying it. Here he is in the Harvard Review that he edited over and over again saying, I'm from Kenya. He ran on the Senate in Illinois on that, so don't get mad at me. Meanwhile, the whole time he was Frank Marshall Davis Jr. Let's go to a clip of him from C-SPAN talking about his father, Frank Marshall Davis. And then we'll go back to the crew.
And the passage finally ends with me having a conversation with a close friend of my maternal grandfather, a close friend of Gramps, a black man from Kansas named Frank, at the time, a fairly well-known poet named Frank Marshall Davis, who had moved to Hawaii and lived there. And so I have a discussion with him about the kinds of frustrations I'm having, and he sort of schools me on that I should get used to these frustrations. So let me dig in.
Frank Marshall Davis's son is now president and is now running the country into the ground deliberately. I mean, that's why they say truth is stranger than fiction. This is so sensational, and you can just see the truth. You can feel it. Joel Gilbert, I can almost not continue broadcasting at this point. What do we even do about this? I mean, it just totally makes sense now, everything that's happening.
Well, unfortunately, we've had a media as well as an adoring crowd of Democrats and others that have been willing to follow Barack Obama into oncoming traffic. No matter how horrific the situation is internationally, no matter how horrific the economy is, they simply use the tools of state, the IRS, the press office, to lie about everything. Unemployment is 5%. We support Israel. There's peace in the world. It's an era of disinformatia, Soviet-era disinformation. And that's what you get from a man whose father was a Bolshevik, and a Soviet agent, and someone who was indoctrinated into this ideology. We just have to keep on keeping on, Alex. You're doing a great job, and if Rome could survive Nero, we should be able to survive Obama for another year and a half, and hopefully a new administration can turn around all the damage that's been done.
Well, Joel Gilbert, I've been jumping in here a lot and making some good points, but hyperventilating at the same time. Spend a few minutes. Recap how you discovered this, how you made the film, the bombshell, and I'm getting chills, and then now what this means as the family begins to come out and say, we always say it didn't look like us. We want a DNA test. It was all, you know, really weird with my uncle. Yeah, he dropped us like a hot potato. Yeah, I mean, that is amazing.
Yeah, well, how I got into it, I made a film about the Iranian nuclear program called Atomic Jihad, Obama's Politics of Defeat. That was 2010. And like a lot of people, I would read Jerry Corsi and Jack Cashill's writings about the birth certificate, and they never had an answer. And I said to myself, simply, if they can't find the answer, they're not asking the right question. But I didn't know what the question was. So I read about this guy named Frank in Dreams of My Father, Obama's biography, and it was filled with references to this mentor named Frank. And I read online, they said he thought it was Frank Marshall Davis, this communist in Hawaii. So I simply bought Frank's autobiography called Living the Blues, and it's full of photos. And as a person who does film and graphics, I'm looking at these photos of Frank Marshall Davis. They look just like Obama. And it was just clicked that this Kenyan story was just a cover for a radical ideology. Once I realized that, I realized America was in grave danger. And I decided that I have to commit myself to looking further into this and getting all the information I can. And right at that moment, I said, I'm going to make a movie about Frank Marshall Davis, about Obama's real life story in the dreams from his real father.
And then in the process, you get contacted and they give you the porn photos of Mama in the house with Davis and other women, because he funded himself with porn. A communist did that. And
correct.
And then there's photos of Obama sitting on the same couch with the same pictures. I mean, we got Obama sitting on the porn shoot couch.
Exactly.
I mean, we've got him at every level.
Yeah, we don't even need those photos. There's a 20 or 30 pieces of evidence that shows that Barack Obama's father is Frank Marshall Davis. More important, there's a ton of evidence and a mountain of evidence I show in the film that Davis became his ideological mentor and radicalized Obama in his youth. The nude photos simply show the opportunity for that relationship to have taken place. And the photos show all these different strippers, Hawaiian, Portuguese-looking, American. We see Frank Marshall Davis's jacket in the background. The floorboards match. The jazz records match. Anne's face matches. Everything matches. So between all of that and all the other evidence, it's clear that Frank Marshall Davis is the biological father. Now, that would have been fine if he hadn't have been radicalized, or if Barack had learned later that everything his father told him was a bunch of bunk and it was destructive and irrelevant. But he simply stayed in that world of American Marxism that no one really knows about, went to New York, then Chicago with the Ayers family, where Bill Ayers' family brought him into Chicago, where he was in the radical groups like ACORN, Midwest Academy, and has lived his life as this American radical. And he simply decided, he learned the lesson from his mentor, Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers would look you in the eye in the late 60s and say, we're going to destroy the Constitution. We're going to bring down America. That didn't work because it was evil. They threw him in jail. His buddies got thrown in jail. They had to go in the underground for 10 years. Bill Ayers taught him the lesson when he came out of the underground, the early 80s. He said, look people in the eye and don't tell them the truth. Tell them you want to help people. Tell them you want to help families. Call them folks. And you'll get people to support you. When you take power, you can begin the work of destruction that they laid out
Bastards.
In the 60s to bring down America.
Bastards. And now they admit Cloward and Piven. They admit everything. They are so evil. And the elites are allowing them to do this. The big foundations are involved. They believe out of this communist revolution they're going to get their world government. This is such a nightmare. Both your films are available at InfoWarsStore.com, but also on your websites. You've got several. Which one is the best to go? Oh, we haven't even gotten to the Malik Obama clips. We're going to have to hold you over. Let's go ahead and go to the first clip right now. Which one is that? Which one should we go to first?
This is the one where he talks about Barack's real characters coming out now, the first one.
Yeah, let's go to Barack's real characters coming out now, his supposed brother. Here it is.
Well, the way that he's turned and become a different person
for
the family is the same way that I see him behaving politically. He says one thing and then he does another. He's not an honest man, as far as I'm concerned, in who he is and what he says and how he treats people.
How has that made you feel as the oldest brother in the family?
Disappointed. Disappointed, used, and betrayed. In the beginning, I didn't think that he was a schemer. His real character, his real personality, the real him is coming out now.
Well, we're going to go to break if Joel could stay five more minutes. Finish up with the other clip. Let him make a final comment. Then we're going to go to Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson with their take on the Jade Helm takeover drills taking place this summer. The kickoff of the PSYOP is beginning now.
Stay we're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up, storm loose. Sirens in my head. Grab up the silence.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now in the Twilight Zone. Finishing up with Joel Gilbert, and Joe Biggs is joining us from Bastrop outside Austin, the headquarters of the Southcom, Northcom Joint Forces takeover drills set for this summer, and the PSYOP's now in full swing telling the public, we've never heard of a plan to take on the Tea Party or gun owners. What? No way! And then the videos come in from all over the country as the training intensifies. They're up on InfoWars.com. And I'm telling you, Obama and the globalists could set off weapons, blame it on patriots. I mean, the sky's the limit. They're not going to go easily. Finishing up, Joel Gilbert, lead us into this other clip where he talks about not even thinking he may be his brother.
Well, I sent reached out to Malik Obama and sent him my DVD, Dreams from My Real Father, you know, in Kenya, sent him a copy. He watched it right away, and he told me on the phone, he said, look, Barack looks just like Frank Marshall Davis. And he said, maybe this explains why he was so close to me all my life and then wants nothing to do with me anymore or the rest of the canyon. So it's almost a sad story when you watch the interview with Malik. They've all come to realize that they've been conned just like the rest of us.
Well, and I've studied a whole African culture as well. The Kenyans are some of the most patriotic, smart, upstanding, noble groups in Africa. And I don't know how they couldn't see. He looks nothing like them. I mean, these people look nothing like him. His dad looked nothing like him.
Right. And the worst thing is in American culture, if you stop talking to a relative, we all have a relative we maybe don't talk to. It's not considered such a big deal. In Kenyan culture, you have to give the respect to the oldest brother. He's the patriarch of the family. And if anyone who disowns the family or doesn't respect the older brother, it is considered a big humiliation. And Obama's going to Kenya, I think, in July. And he hasn't contacted Malik. There's no plans to see him. And it's terribly demeaning in this culture. So he says that Obama has just been extremely hypocritical, and he's turned his back on them, and it's an extreme...
Well, that's because it's not his family, and I'm glad they're starting to wake up. I mean, if somebody was supposedly my brother looked nothing like me, I'd be like, buddy, we don't have the same daddy, I'm here to tell you. I'm no rocket scientist, but I can tell. It's kind of like the character King of the Hill, where his kid looks nothing like him, but he goes, he has no idea, his wife's been cheating on him for 10 years. Let's go ahead and go to this final clip.
Malik, I sent you my movie a few months ago, Dreams from My Real Father. When did you first watch it?
When you sent it to me.
So do you think that Barack looks like Frank Marshall Davis, this is a man that he said raised him, more than your father?
There's a great resemblance. Yeah, I think Frank Marshall Davis and Barack, they look alike. Some kind of moles I see on his face, and Frank, he has those too. There's a resemblance.
And does he resemble your father?
Not really. I don't, you know, they say about the years and... No. Your movie definitely, you know, puts a lot of questions in my mind.
Well, would you like to see or do a DNA test one day to know for sure?
That would really prove,
right,
know, whether we're related or not. Yes, I would be willing to do that. I don't know how I'd deal with it if it really came out that there's a fraud or a con.
Amazing. Full interview up on your website. Give us the best site to visit to get the full interview. We're going to link it all right now at InfoWars.com. Joel Gilbert.
Yeah, please hit Obama'sRealFather.com, Obama'sRealFather.com, and right up on the top right, you can see the full video. It links into YouTube. JoelGilbert.net, it's there also. So either one. And the Kenyan family is on to the scam. And it's unfortunate, but like he said, that the way that he's treated America politically, that is deception. Say one thing and do another, he's done with the family as well.
And then his cousin is running the Muslim Brotherhood there and trying to turn the country over as terror attacks hit. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. Thank you so much, Joel Gilbert.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
That's just an over-the-top interview. We're going to get Joe Biggs connected right now and go to him. I just don't know what to say. If you go back to the videos we did on the day that birth certificate was released, and the way the media played it up when it was so obviously fake and something didn't add up, and we were going with that he wasn't born here, and then they put out that fake birth certificate to throw us off the trail, and all I kept saying is, they're lying, these are forgeries, I don't know what's behind it, but it's not true. And I said over and over again, we can find the video, we don't know who his daddy is, he doesn't look like him. Something else is going on here. I never came out and said, you know, 100%, this is a Kenya deal. I said, his whole past is bizarre. The fake names, the mosque in Indonesia, the Barry Sotero, the grandfather, the CIA, the Frank Marshall Davis, the weirdness of a CIA high-level guy, summer after summer, leaving his grandson when the mother is out of town doing work for the CIA with a top communist. And then, by the way, Frank Marshall Davis, you look him up, was of mixed race. And a lot of times you splice white genetics with black genetics, you get those moles. And Obama's got that again in the exact same spots as Frank Marshall Davis. I mean, he's got the moles in the same spots. I mean, he's got his daddy's spots. I mean, I don't look like that much like my dad. He looks, I mean, I look like my daddy. You see me and my dad, well, this is your father. Yes, looks just like me. Just not as big and doesn't and as fat as me. That's it. They go, that's your daddy, isn't it? Yeah. Looks just like me. But I don't look as much like Obama as Frank Marshall Davis. In fact, if you look up earlier Frank Marshall Davis photos when he wasn't old and compare him to Obama, it is just stunning. Absolutely stunning. And they always cover Obama up in TV interviews to cover the moles he's got all over his face, but they both had about 15 moles on their cheeks. I mean, in the same spots. In fact, Davis even had a larger mole up on the side of his nose. Obama had one even bigger. I mean, right in the same spot. Man, that's crazy. That is his daddy. Look at the ears. Look at the chin. Look at the neck. Look at the hair. Look at the skull. I mean, that is his daddy. I'm just speechless at this point. Again, radio listeners are like, look, what do you mean look? We simulcast on TV to document everything at Infowars.com/show. And on some cable and TV systems around the country as well. I'm meeting today. It's been all been my fault, not my crew's. On go ahead and pull the trigger on some multi-year contracts for some different satellite systems and file sharing systems and TV systems. Then I've got to plow through the 70 or 80 TV stations and cable systems that have already been sending us letters over the last couple of years that we launched the news and have been developing it and, you know, getting it even more focused to then start picking it up. And then I'm going to do a whole drive with a media packet that we'll send you or whatever station you want to reach out to your local UHF, VHF, and local cable systems, because we have listeners in the management of hundreds of stations around the country. I mean, they already air, like on big TV stations, my documentaries and stuff without me even asking, which you're fully authorized to do. They have a blanket release to do it. Now we're going to have it on satellite with a computer coded where it says free to air, do whatever you want. And we're going to have it on these file sharing systems of the news networks. There's a lot of hoops we've got to jump through with copyright, you name it. We've been doing that. And it's just going to be beautiful. But I've got to, it's like we're a rocket. We've kind of gotten off the ground and we're speeding up. We're at about 50,000 feet, but they've got artillery shooting at us. But we're starting to lift out past the level of the artillery as we go into the stratosphere and then to the edge of space. And once we get into orbit, literally, with the satellites and everything, you may fire at will, Commander, to quote Emperor Palpatine. But, you know, I've given the analogy before that I threw all this coal in the engine of the steam train. You helped me get the coal to do it. And I got up to the top of the mountain I thought I was going to, and I looked over, and there was like other mountains even bigger. And I realized I've got to accelerate downhill with all the coal I've got and just go for it all. So there is kind of been a hesitation here the last year or so as we try to nail everything else down, perfect things, redesign websites, launch a lot of new platforms. There's a lot of stuff goes into this, and there's a money issue. We got a nice studio and stuff, but that's nothing compared to bandwidth and paying crew and equipment and, you know, all the rest of it that goes into things. Like every spring, fruit flies get all over the grass outside. If we don't get the doors locked and any water out of the way, there's fruit flies getting in the office. You know, crap like that, or people leaving stuff in the halls, or, you know, dealing with other stuff that happens. This is a real operation, and I'm making the decisions. And believe me, I'm looking for people. We found some who can actually come up with plans, execute things, get jobs done around here. So Infowars.com is ready to go to the next level. Were we ever able to reconnect with Joe Biggs?
Yeah, we've connected with Joe.
Oh, good. Thanks. Thank you. I knew we couldn't connect while we had Gilbert on, so I was waiting for that. Thank you. Let's go ahead now and go to Joe Biggs out there covering Jade Helm 1-5, the kickoff in Bastrop, Texas. Joe, I know you've been out there for 6 hours or so now. How many people, it looked like 1,000, if there were a bunch of rooms filled outside of there. What was the overall feel? What did you pick up from this lieutenant colonel?
Well, what I picked up from the lieutenant colonel was complete and total BS. I mean, the guy was just spouting off questions that he, you know, simply had written and given to him, essentially. I mean, cutter answers. He had to keep looking over to this guy in a suit for a confirmation on, you know, questions and answers that people were asking. And the mood, quite frankly, here at the courthouse is get this Operation Jade Helm out of Bastrop. Get it out of Texas. We don't want it here.
How many people? Because I'm told there was downstairs, auditorium full, other rooms full, people out the door. The room looked like it held about 300. It was jam-packed, standing room everywhere. You're a good judge of how many people. Joe Biggs, former Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army, how many people do you think you saw there?
Yeah, there was definitely a few hundred altogether. I mean, the room that we were in and the main actual hearing is only supposed to hold about 50, 60 people, and we had over 100 people crammed in there. And then you also had another area where they had a viewing television as well. A lot of people showed up. A lot of people answered the call to come out, end up against this exercise, and a lot of good questions were asked. But a lot of this, you know, typical, you know, PSYOP, you know, questions to kind of beat around the entire actual question itself, or, you know, this was the answer to this, that this lieutenant colonel gave.
Joe Biggs, what about him saying, oh, we're not going to be in plain clothes outside of private property, when their own manual and their news article interviews for the last month all said that? He laughed at that and acted like we'd made something up yet again.
Yeah, he definitely, when real questions were asked based off of their own documents that they put out there on the internet, when people asked questions pertaining to that, he would kind of smirk and laugh and almost like, where did you get this idea from? This is completely crazy that you would even think that we're doing this, that we're going to be, you know, operating suspiciously and all that. You know, they completely denied that. They said that all these operations would be conducted on private property, and they said that the people who own this private property decided to contact JSOC.
Oh, sure.
Decided to, but they didn't, though, because there was a guy who was sitting beside me who his neighbor was, they came to him. The people of Jade Helm came to her property and asked if they could operate there. But he's going out here and telling everyone that, no, these people volunteered. They contacted the military and said they wanted to use it because that's their patriotic duty.
Joe Biggs, I want to come back to you in a moment to break down some of the things you witnessed. I noticed that David Knight has come into the control room. David Knight, of course, frequently hosts this radio broadcast and anchors the nightly news with you and others. I want to find out his take on the situation. David?
Yeah, Alex, I spoke to my wife. Actually, she's sending me texts because we don't live too far from Bastrop. And this is what she told me. She said, I spoke to a news reporter who was wearing a red and black dress afterwards. Asked her if she thought there were more people against it than for it. She said, it was exactly equal. And my wife was very upset about that. She said, that absolutely was not the case in the large overflow room downstairs where she was. She says, I don't think that's the case where Joe and Jakari were.
We were watching the feed. I'd say about 90% were against. 10% were just cordial. Joe Biggs, what would you say?
That's how they're going to spin it, though, of course. Yeah.
Well, it shows incredible deception.
People oppose Operation Jade Helm. 98% of the people out there oppose it. There was like two Obama supporters who were just all giddy about it.
Oh, they love the idea. Hold on.
They're the ones who are kind of like booing.
Incredible.
Us.
You're saying what percentage, Joe Biggs?
98% did not want it here. They want it out of Texas.
Yeah.
They don't want it in Bastrop. They don't want it anywhere.
Well, that's what I saw from the video, but I said 90 just to be safe. Are you saying that your wife was actually in the overflow room, David Knight?
Yes, she was.
What a great family to see your wife's not even reporting for us, but she's there covering this because you live out there. Simply amazing that she talked to the reporter and she spun that at her. It shows how it's getting everyone, the media, the police, to go along with the deception.
Absolutely. And it'll be interesting to see which news organization this is that has a reporter in a red and black dress. See how they spin this. If they're telling people it was.
What does your wife think about that?
Well, she's very concerned about it, just like all the rest of the people there. She's very upset about it. I mean, we just went into Bastrop yesterday, and we saw some people there with a joint task force, Homeland Security on there. But I think, actually, they're part of the Texas National Guard. We looked up the organization that they were with. I just have a concern with seeing military everywhere I go. I mean, even though we're close to an area where they do training, we don't typically see military out there like we've seen them in the last couple of weeks.
Well said, David Knight. Well said. I mean, that's what this is all about. Just the 10 or 15 times we dialed in for a minute or so just to get a smattering of what was being said, Joe Biggs, I heard about a third of the people bringing up, hey, you know, military is being trained to take on the American people, and he would just deny that when it's in their own manuals, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they have the documentation stating that they have training for that, and it's stuff that they've done in the past. You know, we saw the things that happened with Katrina. We've seen it in other operations as well. The people have a right to be concerned about this. And quite frankly, I don't think these Jade Helm architects who showed up today did anything whatsoever to calm anybody whatsoever. All they did was add further speculation as to what's really going on with their very vague and, you know, just senseless answers as to what they were, you know, to the question.
Imagine being that colonel. I mean, imagine having to sit up there in America that he's now been ordered to target. It's been declassified. He's engaged in a PSYOP. Where do they find people like this?
Well, he's just a talking head. The guy who actually is running the operation is Thomas Mead of Metris Global. That was a suit that you could see in the video to the right of the lieutenant colonel that was just sitting there. All he would do is he would nod and look at the colonel and kind of give him suggestive answers as to what was going on. No one could speak to this guy. We couldn't get anything from him whatsoever. But he...
Stay there, Joe. We got to go to break. Stay there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't worry.
This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
That's right. Don't worry. The truth ends up outing. I never got into Humanity Won't Survive Another 1,000 Years Unless It Escapes Earth. I'm going to shoot a special report for the nightly news tonight that will then air tomorrow, so I can take a rest after the show, kind of reset, focus, cover it, and then have that for the show tomorrow. That's why you got to tune into the nightly news, because there's just so many special reports that are done every day that are part of the news that you'll never see or hear here on the radio. You need to go to Infowars.com/show. You need to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, become a member. It's 15 cents a day. 20 people can use each membership simultaneously. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all of you that are members. I want to thank all of you that showed up as well by the hundreds out there in Bastrop to let them know that we're aware of what's happening. I want to thank all of you that are taking advantage of the different specials we're running. The biggest special ever on colloidal silver, 50% off and free shipping on one bottle. Buy two bottles of Survival Shield X2 and get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield and free shipping. And you can get two bottles of Silver Bullet Nascent Iodine and get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield Chelator Detoxer as well and free shipping. So the biggest specials ever on that group of products, and we have some other specials running as well. We're only running for 3 more days. The countdown is now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, Joe Biggs, I've been jumping in, and David's been jumping in. Other points, I wanted to get Jakari on, but I guess he's too busy interviewing folks for the nightly news, doing a great job. And I guess Josh Owens is out there with you now. Overall, what's your takeaway from this? My takeaway is, The globalists looked freaked out. The PSYOPs guy looked freaked out. The colonel looked freaked out. They know the people are fully awake and are aware of what they're doing.
Yeah, like you said, 98% of the people oppose this entire operation. People were completely against it.
Hey, stop Jakari real quick. Sorry. Make your point. Then grab Jakari.
Do what?
I just saw Jakari walk by. Grab him.
Okay, hold on.
I'm sorry. Make your point and then get Jakari. I just saw him walk by. I was wanting to get him on earlier.
Alex wants to talk to you.
But hold on, Joe. I want you to finish, then we're going to talk to you. I just wanted to get him for the show. He's not going to escape coming on air. I'm going to get him on air. But, Joe, what's your takeaway from it in closing?
Well, my takeaway from this thus far is that these guys came very ill-prepared. They did not have the answers to questions that they should have had. They backpedaled quite a bit in their answering on stuff. They said that they would be operations only on private property, and then at one time he goes, well, maybe there could be some that are off. And then, you know, he said, well, there might just be 2 Humvees, but then there might be more. Or, you know, it was back and forth, and people kept asking the same questions in different ways to kind of throw the guy off, and it worked because we could catch him stumbling quite a bit. So I think they came out here thinking that most people weren't going to show up. Even the judge even was like, wow, I'm really surprised this many people showed up, especially ones who are knowledgeable about what's going on, who've actually looked into this entire operation and have been following it for quite some time.
Well, that freaks politicians out because they don't know a political class of people that are actually awake and aware. And, you know, your knowledge of the military, my research and knowledge of it, tracking this, the public's knowledge, this sends a message to the establishment that they're not going to get away with just slowly implementing martial law, Joe.
Yes, exactly.
I want to do 5 minutes of overdrive, so grab Jakari before he splits. Great job. I want to come back, talk to Jakari for 5 minutes, and we'll put a bow on this because we're done. And then we're going to be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Listen, this is the tip of the spear. This is teleprompter free. This is real. I'm directing stuff live on air. You're seeing everything behind the scenes. We are what we are. We don't like tyranny. We believe we can win if we fight back with God's help. So we're giving the enemy 110% fight. We'll be right back in 70 seconds, internet only, Infowars.com/show. Stay with us or other fine programs coming up on this same station. The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. right now. You can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.